and a lot of people were let go, and I just decided that, you know, I think it's best for me to
find another path.
I look at it as I'm putting my name on this, and I'm very particular of how I like things to look. Yes, I'm going to work with the customer on what they want and all that.
Right.
But I'm not leaving a job if it looks bad.
Right.
It's still cheaper than the ER visit after falling off a ladder.
Yes, it is. But it's also what comes with that is it's custom cut. It's commercial grade. And came along another one.
Yep.
And then another one.
And so, now it just stands for the children, right?
Yes, now it just stands for the children. We got six kids, so it's, you know, six Davis kids, you know, whatever.
This month's sponsor is MasterCheck. Let us check out what's going on.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hello, I'm Aaron Kozort, and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We're here today with Kyle Davis from 6D Outdoor Solutions. Kyle, tell me a little bit about your business and about yourself.
Well, so my business is, like you said, 6D Outdoor Solutions. We're a lawn and landscaping business in DeSoto County. We do, you know, lawn landscaping, leaf removals, Christmas lights during the Christmas season. With the business, I mean, we officially went in business, I think, in 2020. Mm-hmm. It was under a different business name. And before that, I was just kind of doing it on the side.
Right.
And during the whole COVID kind of thing, the company I was working for was kind of, we didn't know where we were standing in that. I was a foreman. And a lot of people were let go. And I just decided that, you know, I think it's best for me to
find another path.
I officially started the business as Davis Lawn Care. Mm-hmm. And was still kind of doing it like I licensed it and everything, but was still doing it on the side.
Right.
I was working for another building contractor, building homes. So I was in there doing trim work and stuff like that. Left that one and did some electrical for a buddy of mine. And then finally it's like, look, I'm tired of this.
Right.
I want to do this on my own. And we did. Ended up changing the name multiple times from 2020 to present. We've been 6D Outdoor Solutions, I think, for 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And the reason that happened is we went from doing lawn care, got out of lawn care, went into pressure washing, left pressure washing, started doing Christmas. Well, while we were doing pressure washing and Christmas lights, we were still doing a little bit of mowing, but left that. And I guess 2 years ago, you know, I was like, I'm going to get back into the mowing mm-hmm. and the landscaping because it's what I enjoy.
Right.
Last year, I ended up selling all my pressure washing equipment and have just full-fledged just gone with the lawn and landscaping. And with the Christmas lights, I mean, Christmas lights has been our biggest thing over mm-hmm. the past 5-6 years. This year wasn't as great. But I think that's just, I mean, everybody that I talked to in the industry said they struggled this year.
When the truth matters, you cannot afford guesswork. Since the early 1970s, MasterCheck has supported Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, insurance carriers, and top law firms across the United States and Canada. We are a veteran-owned firm with experienced investigators trained in private, military, and academic settings. We uncover facts that protect your business. From background investigations to surveillance and cyber cases, we deliver verified facts that stand up in court. MasterCheck also operates a fully online private investigator school. We train future investigators and provide continuing education credits in 7 states. Whether you need investigative support or professional training, MasterCheck brings decades of proven experience. Call 615-783-1623 or visit MasterCheck.com.
Yeah, yeah. So tell me a little bit about the lawn and landscaping. What does the ideal customer look like for 6D?
Well, so it used to be, and this is all funny that you asked that because we're kind of changing the way we're running our company this year or the way we're the direction we're taking our company.
Sure.
Before it was just, I mean, anybody.
Anybody who had a yard.
If you have a yard, you need it cut, we'll cut it, whether it's weekly, bi-weekly. And just over the years, we've seen the struggles of that and being able to grow the business on just strictly that. Mm-hmm. Even coming back into it, a few years ago, we were still on that same thing that we were back when I was doing it on the side. If you have a yard, I don't care if it's full of weeds. I don't care if it's 10 foot tall or if it's maintained perfectly every week, I'm going to cut it. That's how we came back into it. And we've been doing that for the past few years. And what a lot of people don't realize is the company is me and my wife.
Right.
It's been that way since we opened. I've got a buddy that helps, but trying to do that and trying to take on the bigger scale landscaping,
right,
it all runs together and you don't have time to do everything. So now going forward, we are actually moving into a property maintenance, mm-hmm. and basically we're not doing a standalone mowing anymore accounts. We have where we're going, if you want us to maintain the property and mow, then we need to do more than just mowing.
Sure.
I look at it as I'm putting my name on this and I'm very particular of how I like things to look. Yes, I'm going to work with the customer on what they want and all
right,
that.
Right.
But I'm not leaving a job if it looks bad.
Right.
And we want to help customers. And really, they become a client. Mm-hmm. Some of them have become friends.
Right.
If I mow, I want to make sure that I'm maintaining the flower beds and stuff. You know, I'm making sure your yard looks well. Let's go ahead and top that off with, you know, your shrubs being trimmed throughout the year and having fresh mulch and the weeds out of the flower bed. But we're doing that and we're moving into larger scale landscaping. I'm in the process of bidding a big job right now that, you know, would be the biggest one we've ever done that I do hope that we're able to jump on. But kind of, like I said, just more the higher end mm-hmm. lawn and landscaping jobs and moving into the commercial aspect and plan on hiring hopefully within the next month or so.
So for a property owner or a homeowner, when do they know if they're the right fit for you? What would be some of the questions somebody would be thinking through as a property owner where they should say, you know what, I should call Keel?
I mean, a lot of it is the not having time to take care of it on theirself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a lot of kids. I have 6 kids of my own. But I'm able to, because of my job, my company, I have the time to take care of people's property throughout the day.
Right.
Where before I was doing it on the weekend. Well, mm-hmm. I don't have time with the family. Or they want the yard to look good. They want the flower beds to look good, but they don't have the knowledge or the want to do it. We're there to take care of it. I mean, we specialize in, I mean, beautiful landscaping and make sure the yards look phenomenal.
What are some of the challenges with, you know, especially, you know, sometimes you get people moving into the area who aren't from the Mid-South. What are some of the challenges here in the Mid-South with getting the grass to grow or getting the weeds under control? What are some of the things that you all do in order to achieve the look and the feel that people are looking for?
You know, as far as like the yard goes, we don't do any kind of fertilization or weed control. We're not licensed to. So with that, we just do our maintenance of mowing, edge and weed eating, blowing. With the flower beds and stuff, we do a monthly, you know, maintenance on it where, you know, a lot of like homeowners, they don't really see the weeds until it's overgrown.
Right.
And in our area, I mean, they pop up very quickly. That's something where we can put them on, like with the property maintenance. I mean, and we've been doing this before we're changing the direction we're going in the company, but we have you on a schedule. You get a notification that, hey, we're coming this day, like a day before. And then you get a notification of when we're on the way. And so you're already on a route that's been scheduled for months and we're coming once a week to mow, once a month to do the flower bed clean outs, you know, bi-yearly to do mulch applications and stuff like that, where I guess those are kind of some of the challenges that, you know, clients and houses that I've been around that they don't think about it.
Right.
life is busy. Mm-hmm. And we understand that. I mean, so that's why we kind of try to make that hassle-free where you just know that we're coming. You've already agreed, like with the property maintenance that we're going to, the direction, you've already agreed to a flat monthly rate.
Right.
So we bill it out for 12 months of it's going to cost this much for the year, right. But you're paying a flat monthly rate. We may come one day this week, 4 days the next week, because we're doing multiple things at one time.
Right.
And we're just trying to knock out as many jobs as we can. Mm-hmm. We got 4 or 5 in the neighborhood. So we're going to go and do flower bed maintenance for these 4 houses this week. And then tomorrow we're going to come and do the mulch for all 4 of those houses, right, or something,
right,
like that.
Right.
So it takes that away and takes those challenges away of, oh, I forgot that, you know, or I mean, especially kind of in South Haven, I've seen it a lot, and Horn Lake, where the county or the city's on them about, your grass is too tall.
Right.
You've got to cut it. I think South Haven and Horn Lake are, if it's above 6 inches, they're going to put a notice on your door.
Yeah.
And some of the dandelions, even though the grass is only 2 inches tall, the dandelion's 8 inches tall, and they're putting a notice on the door. We can keep that from happening because you're on a routine route.
So what are the sizes of yards that you do, and what are the sizes that you don't do because of size?
I mean, we'll do any size from a 0 lot on up. At the moment, we have, like, my yard myself is 1.5 acres. I've taken care of yards that are 2 acres. In the past, we did like a 6-acre lot. Right now, I would say we're not going to be the company for that, just right, for the simple fact of the time that it takes and the not having the manpower to take care of it.
Right.
But I mean, 2 acres or below, it's as far as mowing, mm-hmm, landscaping, any size.
Sure.
Doesn't matter. From you just want that little small square in the front yard, you live at a 0 lot line, you have a small little rectangle in front of the driveway, you want it to look good, we'll take care of it, to big, you know, new construction, commercial, or you know, you want a backyard oasis, retainer walls and waterfalls and fire pits, we'll take care of it. So.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
So tell me a little bit about the Christmas lights. You know, at the time we're having this interview right now, it's not exactly Christmas time, but when do people need to start planning for what they're going to be doing over the holidays? Yeah.
Christmas lights is on our mind all year round. I mean, I seem to be in that conversation at least once a week, if not more. We actually start booking in August. We've started installs last year, not 2025, but 2024. We started our installs in September because we had so many to do. Plus, we were doing some Halloween lights.
Right.
I think 2024, 2023, one of those years was the first year that we did Halloween lights. And then we come in November 1st and we swap it over.
Right.
But now, I mean, because it is a luxury service. Mm-hmm. It's not cheap. Mm-hmm. I mean, we average about $1,000 a home, depending on the size. There are some that are a little bit less and some that can be significantly higher. But if that's something that somebody that's listening to this is interested in, I would definitely reach out to us now.
It's still cheaper than the ER visit after falling off a ladder.
Yes, it is. But it's also, what comes with that is it's custom cut, it's commercial grade. So you don't have extra lights hanging all over the house. Extension cords ran everywhere, caused trip hazards. We hide all that to make it look crisp and clean. And we maintain it while it's up at no extra fee. So if a squirrel chews it up, a light bulb goes out, the wind knocks it down, something crazy happens, we'll come out, fix it, repair it, replace it, whatever needs to happen. Then we also take everything down and store it. So the customer has that ease of mind of, I don't have to touch it. I don't have to maintain it. I don't have to store it. It's not sitting in my garage. Or, you know, as, you know, we've probably dealt with, you know, wife's not having to tell me to, or bugging me about, you need to get the Christmas lights up. You need to get them down and you need to put them back in the attic. Right. Like, we take care of that. Like I said, this year was not as busy as it has been in the past years. And I think a lot of that just, you know, just kind of with everything that's going on.
Changes. Yeah. So when you look at your business, first of all, one of the questions I'm sure somebody's going to come up with is 6D. Is that like three-dimensional duplicated? What is that?
So I've heard many different things. I've heard is this, you're taking everybody to the sixth dimension. So no, that's not what it is. 6D was created when there was, my last name is Davis. There were six of us in the family.
Right.
It was me, my wife, and four kids. And then came along another one.
Yeah.
And then another one.
And so, now it just stands for the children.
Yes, right? Now it just stands for the children. We got six kids, so it's, you know, six Davis kids, you know, whatever. But yeah, that's why we did it. And I mean, we thought about changing the name again.
Right.
But we've changed the name so many different times throughout, you know, the last 6-7 years that I'm like, no, we've 6D has a name in DeSoto County. Yeah. And, you know, Shelby County, Germantown. I mean, we do work up there too. There's no need for us to change it.
Yeah.
And that we've stuck with it. And I mean, kind of rolls off the tongue fairly well now. Yeah. At first it didn't. I mean, even my wife thought it was a little crazy day at the beginning, but it works. And we've built a brand in this area. So.
That's great. So tell me a little bit about how the Chamber of Commerce has helped you in your business and some of the things that you get to do with the Chamber.
You know, I think the Chamber would actually help me more if I was involved with it a little bit more. And that's stuff that we've been talking about. That's one reason, you know, I'm looking into hiring this year so I can get out of the field as much and go do some more of the networking and go to the luncheons. Been to a few luncheons. I actually, you know, got started in it because of my mom. Mm-hmm. She's been part of the Chamber for as long as I can know. I mean, Miss Debbie's known me since I was knee high to a grasshopper. So, that the networking though, that's there, that is an option, can help any business that's involved with the Chamber. The coolest thing I think that I've done, it took me a minute to kind of get in the groove, and it was almost towards the end of it that I was like, okay, this is actually something that can work well, is the Bridge Academy that I did with the Chamber. Because it's something that I like to do. I'm still like really green on the mentoring thing, but I like to help other companies. I like to help, you know, the young guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm willing to work with my competitors. I mean, during all this snow, I worked with another lawn care company the entire time. Out clearing parking lots.
Right.
And it's like, I don't care that it's two different companies here. We might compete mowing the yard next to each other, but we're here to both grow. And there's enough room for us both here and everybody. But the Chamber just helps with the networking if you take full advantage of it, where we have not, but it's something that we're looking into this kind of stuff. This one reason I jumped in on this because I'm trying to get that.
It's the many facets of owning a business. It is, you get to be a lot of things that you didn't necessarily get into the business to be. You're like, hey, I want to mow lawns and I want to take care of property. And oh, wait a minute. Now I've got to actually do marketing and now I've got to do these other things. So it's great. And we really appreciate you being on South Haven Business Beat. And we appreciate you for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. You know, lawn care is one of those things that in the Mid-South, it starts early and it ends late. And so if you're in a situation where you're needing some help with your home lawn or your business property's lawn and you want to look a certain way, and perhaps it's, you know, August and you're thinking, yeah, I'd rather bugs Kyle for Christmas lights than my spouse for Christmas lights. Maybe it's time to make a switch. Reach out to 6D Outdoor Solutions, and maybe they're a solution for you. But we appreciate you joining us for this episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm Aaron Cozort with Wisdom Integrators. Have a great day.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.